their old carpets, they'll put in the new. Service is what they thrive on, my friends. Right Out Lumber Company. All your building materials needs and your floor covering.
I'm pretty sure they're Arkansas-owned and operated, aren't they?
Oh, they got so many locations. We'd be here all day, so go to the website.
Yeah.
But it was founded in Arkansas.
Yes. Oh, the Rideouts are great people.
Yeah.
Love them all.
Keithley, Service Company Live fan feedback. Freaky stat, says Kev. Michigan State, Final Four in 6 of the last 12 seasons. I'm no mathematician, but Wally, that's around 50%.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Dylan and Dakota Gonzalez are one seeds, right? Says Ken in Little Rock. If, in
what?
Fact, the guys on the morning show are aware of who these ladies were in basketball, yes, I imagine that they probably would be. Have you seen Dylan and Dakota Gonzalez, the
nope.
terrible twosome for the Kansas Jayhawks women's basketball team?
See, I'm a Kansas guy, and I know nothing about the women's basketball.
Well, then you have an excuse to be looking at them, so that way your wife won't get mad at you. If my wife looks, she's like, what are you looking up Kansas for? You hate Kansas. Oh, no reason, honey. See, I'd be in trouble. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Okay, here we go. I have a list here of the teams that put a team in the NCAA tournament and a bowl game. There aren't that many, surprisingly, and there are exactly zero from the SEC. That tells me a lot. And if I'm Mike Slive and I look at this list, I'm pretty PO'd about this time.
Right.
Here's your list. Arizona, Kansas State, Louisiana Lafayette got a team in a bowl game and the NCAA tournament. Louisville, Michigan State, Nebraska, North Carolina, Oklahoma. North Carolina's football team made a bowl game. We're an embarrassment. Pittsburgh, San Diego State. You know what San Diego means, don't you, Wally? A Wales, Syracuse put one each, and UCLA.
San Diego.
UCLA, my friend.
UCLA, huh?
That's a couple from the Pac-12. That's a couple from the Big Ten. It's a Big 12. That's a couple ACCs. In fact, three of them. There's even a Mountain West team in there. Arkansas, unfortunately, the worst of the worst. The only team in the SEC to have neither an NCAA tournament team, although I love the NIT, or a bowl team.
Well, great news. We have something to shoot for. We can maybe one day be Louisiana Lafayette.
I'm sending Pat Bradley back to Madison Square Garden to cover the Final Four, a place that he once enjoyed so much glory. Did you guys win the runner-up game?
We played UConn. Matter of fact, that UConn team. No, I mean, I smashed them, but it was.
You smashed them?
By that time.
You winned two?
No, we lost.
Oh, you lost. So you lost two times in New York?
Yes.
Not once, but twice?
Yes.
Okay.
Not once, but twice.
Bless you. Pat's struggling with his allergies. Let's talk about Mexico Chiquito. Did you have fun yesterday?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us out. By
not
the way,
problem.
Thanks, buddy.
That taco salad you guys have is Clown Town. Let me just say that for the record. I got a taco salad over there. It's basically a bed of tortilla chips with lettuce and tomatoes and cheese and meat. It's outstanding.
When I go in there, I don't get chips with my cheese dip. I just get a spoon.
Oh, how do you do?
And
I
the salsa is
your
strong.
Salsa is
the
best. I put that at the top of the list. And I love the thin, crispy chips. For me, that's very important.
Do y'all make those?
No, we've got our spec that we've got all figured out, and we have a place in Dallas that makes them for us.
But you have a design. You have a chip design.
Have our own chip.
I like that.
Yep.
Wally's got a new phrase for you guys. It's called dip your spoon here.
It's good. I like it.
It's not quite as catchy as dip your chip, but it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's
you're talking
does.
About the salsa. That's my thing. I get tired of some of the cheese dip. I can eat it so much.
Yeah.
But the salsa, I never get tired of.
I mix it. That's awesome.
Oh, how do you do?
Good stuff.
You know what I like to do? Salsa and sour cream together. That's an odd combination, but so are my parents. Try it. Trust me.
Okay.
Get back to me.
And you've never heard of bird's nest on the ground. Now we don't want to.
I know. I got a lot of problems, Wally.
Sour cream and... A lot, just about anything.
Sour cream, just about anything, you're right, yeah. Sour cream and,
I Nutella.
Ooh, that's an interesting
one. Yeah, try it. Try it. Don't look at me funny.
So what's, do you guys have specials through the week? I guess we didn't really get into any of that.
Yeah, we've got daily specials.
What's your special today, for example?
Through.
What's your hump day special?
Let's see.
Do you have anything
have
with
today?
Any
we
camel
got
related?
Burritos.
I'm a chimichanga guy, though, which is basically just a fried burrito. Right?
But yeah, every day, Monday through Friday, there's a special inside. You
chimichanga.
Get your entree and cheese dip, salsa, chips, drink, everything.
You got drive-thru, too, don't you?
Drive-thru, every location.
Drive-thru opens at 10:30, by the way, and the restaurant opens at 11, I found out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to get a jump on and you're starving to death and the doors aren't quite open yet, go through the drive-thru.
You can go through the drive-thru for $5.25, and you can get... Entree, dips, drink, everything.
You guys definitely give, talk about when you order a plate, some of the biggest filled
portion.
Up plates.
Yeah.
Oh,
makes you wonder how all the other places, how bad they're taking advantage of us when we go there and you pay a lot more and you get less food.
By not us, taking advantage that kind of way.
By us, you mean us, right? Because you're not. You don't
just from everybody.
You go to the restaurants to sort of feel them out and see how they're doing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I'm going to. I've been through the drive-thru approximately 313 times. I had never been in the dining room until yesterday.
Really?
Put a nice setup in there.
Yeah, it's nice.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I used to do remotes over there all the time
back
in the day.
Oh, we used to do, like, every day, I think.
It was a Thursday night hangout.
Yeah. A little history for y'all. You know why y'all have chairs with plastic seats instead of cloth?
Why?
My daughter.
she was
young back in Jerry Haney, the late, great Jerry Haney day.
Yep. Missing.
We were in there so much, she ruined more seats with the cheese dip.
Really?
So he just said, I'm switching.
Well, that's what's good about the drive-thru, because I try not to take my kids out. I've got four, and I try not to take them out in public very often where other people can watch them eat, because it is. You leave embarrassed, and so the drive-thru is the way to go.
It's been through some changes since 1935, I guess, huh?
Well, we actually have, you know, concrete floors.
Instead of the old dirt floors.
Stepped up instead of dirt.
They predate. Recipes haven't changed.
Recipes haven't changed. The salsa, cheese dip, taco meat, all of that stuff, spices that are used.
You know what's interesting is Mexico Chiquito actually predates the NCAA tournament. I think Oregon won the first NCAA tournament in 1939.
You know what really makes Mexico Chiquito special?
Sure.
It's Tex-Mex.
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's real, authentic Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
Because if you want authentic Mexican food, I know the first time I ever went to Mexico and had, authentic Mexican food, I'm like, well, this isn't very good.
Yeah.
It's just bland, and there's not a, it wasn't that great. So it's Tex-Mex is the way to go, and I think we do it well. And
it's my favorite.
You know, cheese dip was originated here. At least they'd have you believe that.
So is there salsa?
No, I mean, I'm Mexican talking about in general.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody claims that salsa was made in Arkansas, but they do claim cheese dip is being created here. I don't know what that dates back to.
I have no idea, but that guy that made that
claim,
that video,
nobody's arguing.
Started the contest when he did all of his research, and he came and told us, so we go with it. We'll,
it's like somebody saying,
we'll say it's true.
No, it didn't. Prove it.
Yeah.
Because nobody else has ever said it before. It's like, wait a minute, nobody's ever claimed to be the first.
I might get in that contest next year. I might just go to Mexico Chiquita and buy some cheese dip.
Wally, I think that would be a violation.
Take it over there. Why not?
I just think that's not legal, probably.
Give me the trophy.
Yeah.
How are they going to update the Bay Bracket? Are they going to send you the info? Are they
going
to
send me. Shelly said she'll send me the info, and then I'll post it over on the posters at the Cantrell location. So everybody can stop by over there, and they can look at the updated bracket.
So you're under 35. You got Mila Kunis going deep, even though she's dating that clown from Iowa.
They're getting married, bro.
Whatever.
Who is she dating? I have no
she's
idea.
She's dating Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher. Oh, boy.
She's tainted. She's got the sign of the beast.
That not is, as tainted as Katy Perry is from having
Russell Brand.
Well, having Russell Brand around you and Miley Cyrus, I mean...
Oh, yeah, she did kiss Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that's...
Not as much as Miley wanted to kiss her, apparently, though.
I don't think they can neutralize whatever Russell Brand has, though.
No, honest. You can't. There's
you no tell me you soak Katy Perry in bleach for a couple minutes, she won't be fine?
Hey, I'll take her.
I thought you would.
I'm saying for the masses.
You're going to kick her out of bed for eating cheese dip?
You're not going to
even
kick her out, but she still has something. The bleach is still not going to kill what she's
something,
got.
Something, for sure.
Yeah.
A couple things.
Yeah, and most guys I know want it.
That's disappointing about Mila Kunis.
Yeah, where you been? You've been slinging cheese dip all this time. Focus, my man.
Hauling kids around.
You have twins, right?
No, I don't have twins. I've got daughter 16, son 13, and then 11 and 8.
I thought you had a twin in there. No.
My wife's a twin.
That's Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I knew that. I thought you guys had a twin in your family, though. Nobody else has twins?
Let's see. Matt, brother-in-law Matt. He's got,
they've got twins.
Twin sisters.
That's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chad, we appreciate you tolerating us yesterday and certainly putting up with the morning guys. And, oh, by the way, Tiger Bait dropped in yesterday.
I didn't know what Tiger Bait looked like, and I heard the voice, and I'm like, you know, if there's one person I've ever wanted to ask to leave someplace, it was him. And I didn't because, you know, you can't, you know, you don't want to turn any customer away. But if I could turn one away, I think it would be him.
I will say this. There are very few people in this world that are as big a Delta Bravo in person as they are on the air. But he is one of them.
He's totally.
He's exactly the same. He walks up to my table yesterday. First thing he says, thank you. Right now, outside. I'll race you in a foot race right now. I'll kill you. I'm like, you're a grown man, kind of.
You're
get away
a clown,
from me.
Bro.
Get away from me, you idiot. Where's your grease paint and your floppy shoes? You are a total clown. Moron.
Jeez.
Anyway, maybe you can go down to Hot Springs and challenge a horse
shoes.
To a race.
You're a sick
idiot. We took a vote yesterday to see if he could come on the air. He lost 0-2.
Is this nothing good?
We didn't give Matty T a vote, but it was already over. Did you want to have some?